Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will be generally mixed across a big part of the region. We will expect to see some areas picking up on a little bit of precipitation while others are trying to dry down a bit. The storm system that moved across the region yesterday is still working its way eastward through the eastern portions of the region. We'll see a little bit of a mix of precipitation types taking place as we go through the day today across some of those eastern parts of the Midwest. But for the most part, it's going to be rain that will occur. It'll be brief and light. We'll look for the winds to switch around to the north, and we'll likely encounter some cooler air for a brief period of time. As we move a little bit deeper into the weekend, a new secondary disturbance will form later today across parts of Missouri and Arkansas, and it'll work its way east-northeastward from there through the Ohio River Basin into the state of Ohio in general. And we'll likely see some occasional rainfall occurring with this event. There's a slight chance we may see a little bit of wet snow occurring at the very end of the system on the back side of it, and we'll continue to monitor that. But I think most of the precipitation will occur as rain. This event will produce some additional moisture across many areas that are trying to get into the fields to do a little bit of early season field work, but most likely the rains that occur are going to be a little bit too great for getting much of that work accomplished for a little while. The moisture totals with this event will probably run a quarter to three quarters of an inch across that Ohio River Basin area and across the state of Ohio, and a few areas could get more than an inch of rainfall from that event alone, and that's outside of the precipitation event that will occur today. We'll expect to see everybody else in the Midwest staying relatively dry during this period of time, but another disturbance will likely work its way to the east across the plains and into the western Corn Belt as we move towards the first part of next week. A deepening low-pressure system over Nebraska on Sunday is expected to work its way eastward and northward. And as it does, we'll see a little mini blizzard starting to evolve across the eastern portions of South Dakota into Minnesota, and some of the snowfall with that event could be rather impressive. We'll watch that system rather closely. It still has time to change quite a bit, but there may be some substantial snow accumulations occurring in parts of Minnesota and eastern sections of South Dakota. That storm system will move to the east-northeast end without moving in across the heart of the Midwest. There may be a few showers to get trailed from the cool front that's associated with that low-pressure system as we move into Monday night and Tuesday, but the precipitation totals will be very light across the lower parts of the Midwest. Nevertheless, it's still precipitation that could interfere with some early-season farming activity. We'll continue to monitor that period. Another storm system, the one that we've been talking about forever, it seems like, on the 1st and 2nd of April, which is Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, will come into the hard red winter wheat country. It'll bring a little bit of light rainfall to many areas. It's not going to be a very impressive event, though. A lot of dry air will come in behind that system. It'll be very difficult to get any kind of meaningful increase in soil moisture to take place. But that storm system will become better organized as it moves across the heart of the Midwest, and that is expected to occur as we get into Wednesday and Thursday of next week. We could see again some significant rains occurring in the Ohio River Basin. Bottom line is we won't be able to get into some of these fields for quite a little while. And we may see some warming take place across portions of the lower Midwest that will raise soil temperatures, but with all the moisture that's going to come, it'll be virtually impossible to get out there and work the fields aggressively. As we move on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, perhaps we'll see some better drying conditions. We'll start off cool and then turn to warmer. And once again, when the warmer weather starts to evolve, we'll have another opportunity for precipitation. Most of the Midwest will likely see temperatures turn a little bit warmer this weekend. We're going to be in the 30s and 40s north and 40s and 50s in the south today. We'll see those temperatures rebound to the 40s and 50s north and probably 50s and 60s in the south, with some 70s in Kansas and Missouri as we get close to Sunday afternoon. And Monday will still be very warm across the southern two-thirds of the region, with a lot of 60s and 70s expected. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.